The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Del, now, you got to stick around for our video links. Don't forget. It was last week. He just went home. We do a video every Tuesday after the show.
I had to pick my son up from school, but I did forget
that. You did forget that. So AJ had to fill in and save his ass. But because AJ saves the day all the time. And so we're going to do one. I don't know what we're going to do. Brandon will let us know. Brandon and Josh and Jack will let us know what we're going to be doing. But we'll have that out for you on YouTube. If you haven't seen all of our stuff on YouTube, go to YouTube and find ESPN 97.5 and all of our – or Sports Map. It's Sports Map. And you can find all of our content there and subscribe. And
you should already be subscribed, honestly, everybody.
You should be. But some people are behind.
Get it together.
Yeah, some people are behind.
Well, I'm trying to help them get it together so you can get a notification anytime these Jamokes are on with the new video. You can watch it. I mean, I don't get the appeal, but if you do like these two, you get to see it immediately. It shows up in your algorithm, so subscribe.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I'm working on getting Carlos Correa in here.
Will he break the news if he's a leadoff hitter or not? Will he tell us that?
You know, he probably doesn't know yet, I would think. They're using Siri today. Siri, get a base hit and steal a base. That would be fun if Siri makes it up to the big team. We can, you know, which is more fun, that or Scrub?
Well, someone tweeted out something pretty good over the weekend. They tweeted out an image of Scrub. It's an older one because it was his announcement that he made the 40-man roster. You keep that same energy, John, if you saw him in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you call him a scrub?
Hey, a scrub. What's up?
I don't see.
Say his weight was 275?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big man.
He's a large man. Yeah. Dude is big. He's about, I would say he's probably 6'5", 6'6".
Are we taking into account that we just got done talking about the Texans and eating someone in the middle of that defense?
I think he's more of a...
Y'all thinking what I'm thinking?
No. I think he's more of an SDE, right? He's not a defensive tackle. He doesn't have the weight for that.
He doesn't look... Well, he could. He looks like he...
Probably, oh, he's got the anchor.
It looks like he could put on some muscle.
He's got
muscle.
A little anchor in his trunk.
Yeah, he looks like he could put on some muscle.
Right now, he's more of a strong side in.
Yeah, base in who reduces down and rushes from the interior.
I
yeah.
don't think he's rushing much.
Well, the Texans
think
don't need
he's holding up against the run. That's about it.
Two-gap.
Yeah. The Texans don't need
like
rushes.
Isaiah Bugs from
it's not what they do.
He's got a good base, but he needs to add, I think, some muscle.
I just think you talking real flagrant about a dude that size. That's all.
No, you're right. No, I mean, I am reckless.
Yeah, it's reckless jaw jacket is what
no
you're
question.
Doing.
I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, that dude.
I'm a bit reckless.
That
but
dude will man, he's snuff a big you, dude. If he had it within him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people could do that, too. But you don't have to be that big. You really don't have to be that big.
Look,
to take care of this business.
Understood, but you're trying to chop down an oak the way you're talking about
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Jerome Solomon's tweet? It is the Cougs have arrived in Indianapolis. They have their own. Each team has its own floor, and each player has his own room, and you have to have two negative tests before you can go out and practice.
It is we don't give the NCAA a lot of credit because they don't deserve it, but if you're trying to preserve a tournament, this is the best way. No one in the same space
mm-hmm.
for a long amount of time. You're out on the floor, and sure, that could be an issue, but hey, minimize risk. So no roommates, which is usually the case, I think, on road trips, but not for the tournament. Everyone, single room.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing how far this team can go. I mean, it'd be a two seed with the schedule that they played. There's a lot of respect for U of H.
I wonder what the environment will be. The Houston thing, a big deal. But because we know what the NBA did to make it not seem like they're in these cavernous arenas with no people in it. Limited attendance. I wonder if the NCAA would just put the tarps up and then you'll see random people sitting around, or will they do something to make it a more intimate environment? Will they put video boards up around to try to remove some of the, this is weird that there's nobody watching a big game?
Yeah, I don't. They're probably going to do a lot of, I mean, I would do a lot of advertisement, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably how CBS is going to make their money back. And
sure. I wonder if.
Or the NCAA without the ticket sales.
Yeah. Well, the TV deal is their biggest moneymaker, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So I just, for the fan experience of people sitting at home, part of the deal is not only the games, but the crowd siding with, if the neutral siding with one side, or it happens to be for whatever reason, two rivals maybe not playing, but in the same pod, you would see fans root for the other team. I think we're going to be missing that. We didn't really miss it in the NBA. I wonder if, like, I just want to know or see if the NCAA does anything to kind of mitigate some of that.
Well,
my lack of environment.
My question is, like how much, if I go in a regular year, I know I'll get tickets somehow, some way, especially to a Cougs game.
Yeah.
It'll be easy. That's an easy ticket. But how many people are they letting in? How many, you know, from each side are they letting in? Are there hotels for me to, am I going to travel all the way there to and not be assured of going to the game?
Yeah, if you're on the second weekend, like, you may like wait on the first weekend, but if your team's in a Sweet 16, people are going to want to go. And if you went to a Sweet 16,
are they going to want to do that? I don't know.
I think it depends on who you are. Like, the Cougs make the Sweet 16. I think people will want to see them. And from this area, we'll want to. It's not an every year thing. I mean, Kelvin Sampson's doing a remarkable job, but a Sweet 16 appearance would be huge. And particularly when you think you might have a shot at a Final Four when you're a two seed. I wonder what the capacity will be like. I know it's limited. I'm trying to look for the numbers.
And again,
25%.
25%. But okay, so is that equally distributed, or if I'm playing? Because if I'm going to be playing Illinois, which is close to Indiana, is it first come, first serve, or are Coug fans going to get their supply? You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be awfully difficult. And again, are there hotels? Can I stay? Is there the whole thing? Because when I go to a pod in the East Regional, there's only 8 teams there.
Mm-hmm.
There are 68 teams there now.
Well, you can think about it. They're not all going to be playing in Indianapolis. Some of the games are in Bloomington. So how difficult is it? I don't know the Midwest availability for hotels in Bloomington, Indiana.
Right.
If your team winds up playing on Indiana's campus.
That Bloomington will not have. I mean, if there better be just a few teams there. I don't know how they're splitting that up.
I don't know. I'm just pulling up images of the arena. You have the March Madness court. It doesn't look like you're going to have like things to cut off. It's going to just look like an empty arena outside of how many people who are allowed. They didn't do an NBA type deal, at least in Bloomington. So, and this was of March 12th. They're putting it together. So, I don't know. I have to look at the regions and the pot and the quote-unquote pods to see how many teams are going to be there.
I bet you early on, like 25%, they won't even get that.
Probably not.
Nope.
Not in the first round.
The uncertainty of being able to travel, not with the uncertainty of being able to get in. And now people's habits are different. Everybody's habits are, I'm just going to watch from home. I don't want to risk it. Now, with more and more shots out there, but you know who's traveling? It ain't people that have gotten their shot already, their vaccine already.
No.
Unless you're over 65 and can't miss, you know, a Cleveland State basketball game. Well, there are those people.
Well, that was a story because Sister Jean's making her way with Loyola again.
Sister Jean has got her vaccine already.
As well, she should.
Yeah,
she's of that of that group.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the sites and the games scheduled for arenas, and I can't find. Is it Indiana Farmers? What is Assembly Hall? Right, that's where Indiana plays. They're not. There it is. Okay, they have a sponsor. That's why I didn't recognize it. They're going to have a game on Thursday. Part of that.
The play-in.
So at least they're going to have the two play-in games. So that's at least 4 teams there. And then they'll have games throughout. I think you're going to have probably the same amount that you would at a normal site. I don't think it's going to be limited. They're going to treat it like a normal site if it was a normal year. So you're going to have, because Houston, their first game is at Assembly Hall.
Well, and they get rotated, apparently. You play in Bloomington once, then you play in a different arena, and it, so that you don't, in the same place, in case somebody has COVID there, you're not in the same place
so,
that you were,
so if
or
the,
whatever.
If the Cougs get through their first round game on Friday against Cleveland State, they wouldn't play at Assembly Hall in their next game? Is that how it works?
Apparently, their next game will be somewhere in another arena.
Okay.
It's very secretive. I didn't even hear about this Friday to Monday thing until I looked at the brackets and went, what the hell? It's usually Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah. The first four all will be on Thursday as opposed to what it has been the past two games per day. All four will be on that day, and then we'll get into what people consider the real tournament.
Usually
on
that's
Friday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Usually Tuesday, Wednesday. They spread it out over 2 days because it's at one place. But now it's two different arenas, and each arena will have a doubleheader. It'll be Purdue, where Purdue plays Mackey Arena and Assembly Hall. And then we'll get into Friday, where the regular first round begins.
Crazy. So it's a totally different, but at least we're going to have a tournament. It's going to be fun.
How many over-under on teams who get removed because of COVID? And because we've seen it in the conference tournaments, yeah. Georgia Tech didn't have to play a semifinal. Neither did Texas. They didn't have to play Kansas in their semifinal, and they both won. They both won the conference tournament when they didn't have to play a game because the other team had to get removed.
And we've already had six refs.
Yeah,
get sent home.
So what's a good number for teams sent home because of COVID?
Now were those bubbles
at
the conference tournaments?
I don't know what precautions they put in place.
I don't either. This is a bubble. So I mean, we didn't see that. We didn't see now. Just because you have a positive test doesn't mean your team is eliminated.
No.
It depends on his contact tracing mm-hmm. and all of that,
mm-hmm.
right?
And the bubble is different because there was no travel.
And you can play with five.
True.
As long as you have five guys, you can play.
That's true. NBA, there was no travel. Everyone was confined to one spot.
Right.
There will be travel, staying in different spots depending on if you win in advance. So it's
and
a little different.
We've seen bus drivers that have had COVID and almost ruined everyone's life.
It affected the NFL, yep. Yeah.
So that makes it that makes it iffier than the NBA. But we didn't see any NBA problems other than Daniel House.
Well, yeah, he wasn't a COVID problem.
He was just contact tracing.
Oof, and
he was contacting.
Yeah, and he's playing for your Houston Rockets mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. Is he though?
Well, he's there.
Is he? Is he?
We had Bruno Caboclo went too far to get food.
Stepped out just outside the door to grab a bag of food.
So he was locked in his own room for 10 days. And of course, we had Lou Williams who did what he did.
Yeah, but that's the best reason.
Well, it's lemon pepper wings.
Yeah. I mean, the greatest wings in the world right there at that strip club. Can't blame him. Can't blame him. 713-780-3776. If you would like to hang out with us here.
I'm going to say this right now. Once I saw those wings, I was like, I stopped making jokes because they looked delicious.
Yeah.
No. All the jokes, I couldn't make any more jokes once I saw the wings. I'm like, you know what? This is plausible deniability now.
Yeah.
These wings, if there was a strip club that had wings that looked like that and fries with it, I wouldn't tell my wife, but I would, and I wouldn't tell you because you or Dell would say something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were trying to just get some wings and support a local company during tough times like pandemic, and they had wings that look like that, I mean, curbside pickup, that's fine. If you get can you go into a strip club to get wings to go without having to pay a cover?
I mean, they treat that place like a restaurant. So shouldn't you be able just to pick up
yeah,
your food
just
and
pick
go?
Up your wings? But you can't look at anything.
No, you can't.
Got to close your eyes.
They probably have a separate.
If you close your eyes, yeah, you can do it.
I'm not looking at anything. Oh, that's an aggressive move.
Oh man, she looks. She's almost as good as Cardi B on that thing.
No one's as good as.
If only Cardi had some experience as a dancer.
10:14 ESPN 97.5. Easter's right around the corner. The number one brisket holiday of the year. And at Texas Star Grill Shop, they got the Heart Brand Wagyu, and it is a difference maker. So if you're looking for the best brisket, you get to Texas Star Grill Shop. And you know, listen, if you don't want to buy a grill, you can just buy the brisket there. And I don't think they want that, but listen, it's available. They're expert pitmasters. And, well, you can enjoy a cold St. Arnold's beer while you're shopping at Texas Star Grill Shop. It's family, but this thing isn't a family business anymore. This is a gigantic concern with four stores and a warehouse that is huge, stacked with all of the best grills, and you're going to get the best prices because they're the number one grill seller in the city of Houston. It is huge what they're doing. They got the Traegers. They've got the Phantom grills. They've got the Infrared Saber. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got everything. Home improvement starts in the backyard. Get the best discount pricing. I have the best grill that I've ever owned in my life, and I got it at Texas Star Grill Shop. And when I saw this grill, I said, I have got to have it. You are going to find the grill that is perfect for you. I know I did. You're going to save big now during Texas Star Grill Shop spring sales going on right now. Free assembly and delivery at all four locations. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, I'm looking at the story here. Now, the Rangers have already come out and said they're going to have 100% capacity for opening day, and then they're going to go down from there because everybody's going to be homesick. So they decided that they're going to then limit capacity and not let the people that got COVID from opening day into the arena, into the stadium after that. I'm not sure that's the reasoning, but I can see that logic. Astros still have not announced it. I'm looking at a story here that gives all of the everybody. There's 1,000 fans going to be in Detroit, 21,000 in Colorado, 30% capacity Cleveland, that's 10,000 fans. On and on and on. The Reds, 12,000 fans. The White Sox, 8,100. All of these different, and the Astros are still to be determined. And everybody that I've talked to, it's the same thing. They haven't heard anything. Nobody. We're getting closing in April 8th against the A's, and hopefully Mike Fiers will be back by then.
Mike Fiers ain't pitching in Houston.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Mike Fiers pitched in Houston?
He's not pitching. This dude ain't gonna.
Nah, he's such a wuss. Mike Fiers, it's the most disappointing. He's the most disappointing person ever. Well, first of all, because he's a snitch. He's a rat. But secondly, that he won't stand up and be a man and pitch against the former team.
And what's the worst that could happen? Oh, he gets beat up a little bit on the mound. So what? You get beat up all the time, Mike Fiers. That happens to you. I mean, you're an okay pitcher, so you're going to get smacked around a little bit.
No, that's what you do.
And to be honest, the way the Astros are hitting in the spring training, you might want to get them early if you're Mike Fiers.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not taking into account Miles Straw and how he's
he's crushing. I know he exists. Yes, I took him into account.
No, how he's crushing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's that. You're not taking that into account. But okay, I guess if you want to make a generalized statement about how they're hitting, okay. 713-780-3776, the number if you would like to hang out here on ESPN 97.5. Going back over headlines, John Wall likely to have surgery on his knee, and I think that's probably a good thing. I mean, if you get Anthony Lamb more minutes, that's a positive. That's going to be a positive for the...
You want to be clear about positive... For what? Trying to lose or trying to win?
Yeah, no, trying to lose.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the only positive that there is right now.
You don't think winning would help the development of some of their young players, John?
No.
Learning how to win basketball games?
The more you lose, the more young players play, and they get the more experience that they get. So, and you know what? And Adele, tough situations only make us stronger. Right?
Well, if you adversity. Come out on the other side.
If without adversity.
Unless it breaks you completely.
You're going to be soft ass.
Unless it breaks you completely. The Rockets are full of, the Rockets only have young players capable of playing. What player, what veteran plays? John Wall doesn't play. Eric Gordon is hurt. All the players are young.
Listen, no. Here's the deal, though, Dale. None of these guys except Christian Wood and maybe Kevin Porter and maybe Kenyon Martin are going to be here in 3 years. So,
About Patton?
Yeah, I don't think so. Justin Patton, he's a player. He's a player for the team.
When did he do a thing?
He's been here.
When did he do a thing? I've never seen this guy.
Hasn't he started games?
Guy. Remember the guy that's over 6'2"?
With the hair?
Yeah, he's got hair.
Yeah, I saw that guy the last game when they were getting beat 28 or whatever.
Yeah. No.
So that one guy is like 6'9"?
He's actually a thing.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the G League. He was the first G Leaguer they brought up. Woohoo! Yep. So
he's part of the streak?
And then the wave of G Leaguers came in.
So he's part of the streak?
Yeah, he's part of the streak. He's been part of the streak. He has been. No, meet the team.
Keep him there.
Justin Patton. Okay, he won't be here in 3 years. No.
Neither will Christian Wood.
Yes, Christian Wood will. He's going to re-sign with a max deal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you better hope.
No. He'll remember. Who gave him his first shot? Tillman?
Yeah, that seems to work. Yeah, the NBA is all about showing loyalty to the guys who gave you your first shot.
Christian Wood. Oh, why are you doubting Christian Wood's character?
I'm not doubting a character, but maybe Christian Wood will be, what, about 30 when that deal is up? You think he wants to... You think the Rockets will be in a position to win a lot of basketball games?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not about winning.
It's not?
Cashing that check.
Well, if he's as good as we think he can be, he can cash that check anywhere.
Yeah, but he wants to be here. He loves
Not if he's in the middle of multiple 45 to 50 lost seasons, he won't want to be here.
I heard he loves it here. I just heard
Who did you hear that from? Lance?
No. I said it before I started saying anything.
Oh, so not even...
I heard it.
You can't even point to an outside source.
Yeah, you don't trust the process.
The process.
This is the process. Who would you rather have right now, Joel Embiid or Christian Wood? Done. Case closed.
Oh, Christian Wood would be 28 at the end of the deal. I'd rather have Joel Embiid.
You'd rather have Joel Embiid?
Yes.
Okay, then that's why...
That's why what?
That's why you're a loser. Okay.
Wait. There's a guy who isn't playing on a team who's one of the worst teams in basketball, and I'm wrong for picking the guy who could be an MVP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly the case. That's exactly the case right now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Get Onyx wings. You can do that on your way to work every morning. You live right by Onyx. You can order them and have. Aren't there people leaving there at Onyx when you're coming in?
Where's
Don't they
Onyx?
Create a traffic jam?
Where is Onyx?
Right on Richmond and Green. What's the name of it? The same that where Klein's used to be. What's that street?
Oh, well, there's lots of different strip clubs.
I know there's lots of different strip clubs.
No, that's. But
they say the best wings.
That's not Onyx. That's something else, I think. There's been a lot of different strip clubs.
Well,
they rebrand and rename. Halos, Angels, Legends.
Onyx is...
One place has been named Halos, Angels, Legends. Like I said before, who wants Legends of Strip? Who wants to go see it? Like old-timers baseball games. Everyone thought that was going to be a great idea until they realized this is terrible.
No.
You watching the Big Three?
Old-timer baseball games are awesome. Yeah.
You watch the Big Three?
Yes, every game. I haven't missed a game yet.
Who's your favorite team?
During pandemic. I guess I can watch this.
I did actually watch The Battered Bastards of Baseball yesterday. It was about the Portland Mavericks. Kurt Russell's dad, who started a minor league A team in Portland. Mm-hmm. It's actually really good. Yeah, it's from 73 to 77. He started up an A team that was just a lot of fun. And actually, Jim Boughton made his return there after he wrote Ball 4. He was exiled from Major League Baseball, and Jim Boughton made his return with the Mavericks and then ended up with the Mariners because of the Mavericks. But it was a really good story. And Bing Russell was Kurt Russell's dad, and it seemed like a great guy. And he started up this Portland team after Portland, the AAA team, left the city, and he started up this team. It was really, really neat. So I highly recommend it for those of you, especially if you like baseball and you're an historian. It's a really good story. But it was actually a documentary, not a movie. So 713-780-37, the Battered Bastards of Baseball, Dell. It doesn't sound like a great name.
No.
No.
What if you are a person who looks to nap? Is it something that if you aren't that interested in baseball,
right,
it'll soothe you?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's a good story.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
And it's not actual baseball, so I might like it.
No, there's very little baseball. I mean, they've got highlights.
There's some highlights and
but
stuff.
It looks like it's so funny. Like it's from 1973 to 1977, and the video, it looks like it's from the 50s. It's so bad. I mean, and that's...
It's weird,
that's
isn't
only,
it?
Well, it's 50 years ago now.
Yeah, even like if you watch something from like even the one that era where the Lakers were good.
Yeah, the 80s.
Or even the 2000s.
Yeah.
You watch something when Kobe's throwing a lob to Shaq. It's like, ooh, this isn't what... It's I don't even want to watch
no
this.
Right?
Yeah, I don't even want... It's an assault on my eyes.
No, as soon as my kids see that it's a movie from the 80s
they're
or
out.
90s, they're like, I'm
no,
out.
It's, yeah, I'm not
And there's
that.
So many good movies.
It's true. I mean, I'm certainly about a decade older than your kids and stuff. But you're right. But I can deal with that because they can remaster some stuff and it's fine. But if ESPN Classic or ESPNU, maybe there's a rivalry game that weekend, like, let's watch Auburn and Georgia from 1997. Like, nah, yeah. I'm not doing that.
I'm good.
It's ugly. I don't want to watch this.
I'm good. 1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. Come in.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm seeing all kinds of, well, Bill Belichick he's just telling the world, I'm not done. Bill Belichick is just saying, I don't give a rat's ass anymore. I'm spending all Robert Kraft's money.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try to win to save that my legacy is not going to be, well, it was just about Tom Brady.
I am going to
just go for it because I'm only going to be here a couple more years and I don't care how I leave this team.
And it's weird that people don't put it kind of in some context. Not only that, but you watch what the Patriots have done with the signing of Hunter Henry and Johnny Smith. It is to make up for the fact that they drafted two tight ends in the third round last year who did nothing.
How about that?
So it
picked up two of the most expensive. By the way, the second and third highest guaranteed money are those two in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Kittle's $40 million,
uh-huh.
And you just drafted two tight ends last year,
and they've given that organization credit for doing things and not spending a lot of money in free agency because the Patriot way. The Patriot way isn't what Bill Belichick's doing, but he's getting credit for doing it this way. Look, he's one of those exalted few who can do no wrong. So anything he does will be seen as, of course, it's right. It's the Patriots, but he's covering up for awful decisions in the previous draft.
Right.
This is what it is.
No, that's
what,
every guy that he's signing, it's because why did they sign Corey Davis?
Well, because they can't draft a wide receiver. To save
Nikhil
their lives.
Harry sucks.
Yeah, and Dobson that Lance mentioned, they traded a second rounder for Mohamed Sanu.
And why do they need Leonard Fournette? They're talking about.
Well, because Sony Michel didn't
I
work
mean,
out. Yeah. And these are recent high picks.
Yes, and first rounders.
Yeah, and you know what?
Well, because they draft late all the time.
No, first rounders are first rounders.
No one in the world is able to get a second or third rounder.
Talk to the Ravens about where they draft and how they can find guys. So sure, they're spending a lot of money, but this is what people take out. This is what people point to bad teams and go, oh, that's a bad team spending a lot of money for agency. That's not how you build a roster. But because he's Bill Belichick, he deserves all the credit in the world for signing two tight ends and bringing in Matthew Judon, even though they drafted two edge rushers last year who were meh.
Josh. And Kendrick Bourne for 22?
Yeah, I don't understand why the Kendrick Bourne signing is being applauded. What is Kendrick Bourne?
Oh, my
God. He's an okay player, I guess. But is he supposed to change Cam's future?
And Devon Godshaw?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine.
He's okay, but
he's giving him big money.
I know, but all the money being spent is looked at as because the Patriots, of course, it's going to go well. Although history will tell you that when you spend this type of money,
It doesn't go well. No, this is just, I mean, name all the teams. It's directly proportionate. The more you spend in free agency, chances are the more you lose.
Yeah. It's kind of the way it works out because you're taking other teams' guys and trying to fit them in and what's your evaluation of them? Who knows? The Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, good players. So it's not like they're awful players, but you still have Cam pulling the trigger unless what people believe is all this money being spent in free agency means he needs a young quarterback who he doesn't have to pay a lot of money to. But if they're going all in, picking where they're going to pick, are they going to find a guy who they can insert and go win the division?
I mean,
the draft nicks and NFL people, because it's part of their profession, it's how they make their money. They have to build up this draft. But other than Trevor Lawrence, who are you inserting right away? I mean, who knows? No one thought Justin Herbert would do what he did. But,
no.
But are we in? But Burrow and Tua were the guys looked at. Herbert surprised. Is there a quarterback we look at outside of Trevor Lawrence? Put him on the Patriots. That's a division winner.
Yeah, but you don't. Well, not a division. No, certainly Herbert wasn't a division winner.
That's
How about
true.
Just starting right away?
Well, that's true. They are paying Cam $14 million.
That's if you're going for it and you're paying Cam $14 million. I mean, boy, the decision making over there is just awful.
It does, but people are doing the galaxy brain thing. Like he's got to get a young quarterback because he can't. He's paying all these other guys. I don't know. I don't know if he's thinking about a young quarterback. He may think Cam is the answer, which would seem silly.
Bud Dupree, how about how bad the Titans were rushing the passer last year? They got Denico Autry for 3 years, 21.5, and now a 2 year, a $16.5 million, $16.5 a year deal for Bud Dupree. Now Bud Dupree was good, and actually the decline of the Steelers began with Bud Dupree's injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean it changed a lot of. Now that said, you know, Ben and the receivers were not all that tutti frutti, but. Hey, listen, dude can rush the passer. You hope that he's going to be able to bounce back from the injury.
Clowney didn't give him anything?
Nothing. Nothing. The Titans got better with Bud Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Dupree's a good player.
And are we at the point, if you're a Texan, you're much like teams who were in the AFC East when the Patriots were good, where you don't even look at what they're doing like it means anything because you're so far away?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't matter, right?
No.
You just hope to be good in 2 or 3 years.
No.
The Titans adding to the roster is like, whatever. They're not even in the same stratosphere as the Texans. You're barely in the same league.
No, it doesn't. No, nothing matters right now.
It doesn't
now.
Matter.
Nothing matters right now.
The Jags signing players, whatever.
If the Texans
whatever.
Were the Texans from a couple of years ago, I'd be pissed if Bud Dupree was with the Titans.
That would hurt.
It doesn't matter.
No. I mean, the Colts, whatever. Do whatever.
Whatever. I hope they win it all.
Yeah.
Go.
They're not competing against each other.
They're actually just competing against the Jets right now for the worst record.
And honestly, they may be competing against themselves in terms of, we want to be really, really bad. Let's not sign too many competent football players. Because the best thing for us is to stink, particularly with our quarterback situation.
Yeah. No. I'm hoping Deshaun doesn't play. I hope they keep him, and I hope Deshaun doesn't play. I'm hoping you go into next year, and then here's the problem is that you can get a – I don't know about next year's quarterbacks. I guess we'll see if Willis can play. I mean,
and someone pops out of nowhere,
or someone, right?
Yes, is there a transfer quarterback that, like Joe Burrow, that gets to a better situation, and all of a sudden he's a guy that you can look at? I don't know.
You know, Mac Jones improved drastically. Yeah.
Who's a guy who didn't get to play a lot?
I would have never thought. And you know what, Justin Fields? I would have never taken Justin Fields this last offseason.
Maybe JT Daniels has a great year at Georgia. He's the type.
He actually, when they plugged him in, he was better.
Yeah, so maybe you plug him in, and all of a sudden that guy lives up to that high school hype. I think he was a 5-star. I don't know exactly, but he was one of those highly sought-after guys. He gets another year at Georgia, and all of a sudden, okay, maybe he's a top 10 type of pick. I don't know.
Maybe Howell increases as well.
Well, is Howell going to grow? Not that it matters so much. He's a stubby Baker Mayfield.
Oh, don't say that. Why you got to put that on the kid?
That's what he reminds me, the body type of Baker Mayfield.
Said Baker won the Heisman.
Yeah, and he went number one overall, by the way.
I mean, right.
I mean, so it's not crazy for Sam Howell if he gets that comparison and it works out for him.
I don't want Sam Howell.
I mean, as much as that his team destroyed my team and they won the last two, I don't see it so much. He's a good college quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be. I don't see a great pro.
Hopefully, Malik Willis actually turns out to be a pretty damn good quarterback. He's got, you know, he actually has got the capability. He's got the size. Well, he's 6'1".
He's 6'1", 215. That's big enough.
And playing at Liberty is a problem, but.
Yeah, I don't know if Liberty has any showcase games this year where he'll play against better competition, so we'll see how he handles it. But and we've seen guys from lower levels before.
You know, he was a recruited player
at Auburn,
from
right?
Auburn. So, you know, Auburn and Georgia making mistakes at quarterback.
Well, Gus Malzahn is as much as that offensive guru thing is his tag. He had Cam, and that was a transfer when he was the OC. And his other best quarterback is a converted cornerback in Nick Marshall. He has not developed the quarterback he recruited.
No. And he's recruited some good ones.
Yeah. And people are like, if Bo Nix had gone someplace else, maybe he'd be better off. And I can take my shots at Bo Nix if I want, but can I blame Bo Nix when Gus has never developed the quarterback?
No.
If he had gone someplace, it was brought up on a podcast I listened to. If Bo Nix had gone to Oklahoma, would he be this guy we see?
No.
No, Lincoln Riley does things.
Well, and speaking of which, is Spencer Rattler the guy?
Well, that's the other guy. I mean, apparently there's some attitude issues that people talk about, but why wouldn't he be the next Oklahoma quarterback?
Too, if I had red hair.
I think he's got the albino gene more than anything else.
I still have an attitude.
I think so. You have an attitude no matter what.
I'd have an attitude with black and gray hair.
Yeah, you have that attitude.
Man, Twitch got on me. They were not too pleased with me.
Yeah. Well, you said a thing. Oh well.
I didn't say anything.
No, you said something. I didn't give a connotation to it. I said you said something and they got on you about
it. Well, just ease up, Twitch. Okay? Some very disappointed people.
They were disappointed in you? Do they not know the show?
Yeah. I mean, catch up. Catch up.
And maybe I'm just, and you know, I said that, not this. I was thinking about Spencer Rattler because there are questions. Is Spencer Rattler albino? They're like, maybe not. maybe he just has.
Well, that's on you.
Yeah, but I look at him. No, he's probably not. He just has hair. He has, like, I'm looking at pictures of him and it looks like his hair has gotten lighter since he's been in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not albino. He's just light skinned.
He's
another light skin.
Oh,
he's another light skin.
We can't like him then, right?
No, we can like him. Stop including me with you. Don't rub your forearm. He could be the next great quarterback who goes really high from Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's got. Hey, listen,
definitely possible.
Hey, early on he wasn't very good. Later in the year, he was pretty
like
damn
that
good.
Entire team.
Yeah,
that defense was
pretty much like that entire team. Spencer Rattler played pretty damn well. You just got to look at him all the time. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just
why did you have
funny.
You could have just let it go. Why did you have to say that?
Funny to look at. That's all.
Is it like routes?
Yeah.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
It's funny. It's funny to look at.
It's funny to look at Spencer Rattler play quarterback.
It's funny to see Spencer Rattler play quarterback. 1043 ESPN 97.5 Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, I love Champion Energy. And I got it. You know what? I just said, listen, just take my money. I'll give you every month, you just take it. I never have to deal with Champion. They're awesome. It's just the best. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, there's nobody better. I'm telling you, they have been fantastic with me for a dozen years now. I've been with them, and I've been telling you about them. And if you haven't done this, you probably regret it after the Arctic freeze. Well, regret it no more. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it never is a good... Del, no good deed goes unpunished. Apparently, a guy who stole a vehicle stopped to help someone with a flat tire and got his stolen vehicle stolen.
So the flat tire was just a setup to get some unsuspecting good Samaritan?
It could be. Or it could be that it's just a coincidence.
You know, when you steal a car... Was he in the process of stealing the car, or had it been in his possession?
Well, he had stolen the car, and then somebody needed his help on the side of the road.
See, when I feel like your priorities are out of whack. If you have stolen a car, you don't help anyone. Even if that car had been stolen for a couple of days, don't stop.
Yeah.
You're being a little too casual during your crime.
That is way too casual.
And... Look, you're
committing a crime. You need to move on.
Yeah, you need to get to safe harbor.
Get it to a chop shop.
Whatever you're trying to do with it. Don't stop
to
help.
Good Samaritan while you're stealing a car? Doesn't make any sense.
Do you think he felt guilty? So he decided, you know what I'm going to do? Look, I know I stole this car, but there's someone in need of help. Mm-hmm. Was it a woman who was attractive? Was that the trap? Was that the honey trap?
Well, now, is it worth the car being stolen? Have you got some digits?
Well, did she give you the digits?
I don't know.
Or did she just take your car?
If she was hot, and you got to shoot your shot.
Like she got some digits.
You could be a hero.
Well, it looks like she got some digits. That VIN number that she took
and
from
then,
you.
Or you set it up. You're helping her fix the tire. You have your buddy steal the car. My car was stolen. You got to give me a ride. But then that seems a little creepy.
Yeah, you think?
I don't know why I thought of that one.
Well, you're creepy.
Uh-huh. A West Sacramento mom is in the news. She put up a sign, "This neighborhood is full of Karens," after neighbors complain about noise in the neighborhood. Raquel Davis said that she had reached her breaking point when a problem with her children skateboarding in front of the homes of her neighbors, and they complained about it. Do you think that a sign that said "this neighborhood is full of Karens" should be something that we should laud?
I think the,
or be disgusted.
I feel like the sign shows display some irony. Yes, the neighborhood is full of Karens.
She's complaining.
Yes, the neighborhood is full of Karens. You just happen to be one of them.
Yeah, you're being a Karen right now.
Yes.
Complaining about neighbors.
Putting a sign up to complain about the neighbors.
Yeah. A husband forgave his wife.
That's the first mistake.
Well, she stabbed him 22 times.
Like I said. It's the first jealous rage. The first mistake. This woman stabbed you. Well, the first mistake is marrying her. I got to take back what I said. I was wrong. You married a woman who eventually stabbed you 22 times.
She was convinced that he was having an affair.
Mm-hmm. You know, this may be a controversial opinion of mine, but I feel like you're bad at judging character. If the woman you chose to be with stabs you 22 times at any point, feels like you made a mistake in your character evaluation. Yeah. That's why when the Patriots brought in Aaron Hernandez, I'm like, seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And listen, I'm looking at a picture of him. I can't blame him.
Oh, she's worth it, you think?
No, just the wife.
Oh, you can't blame him for allegedly cheating.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. You're not kidding. That's why you said it.
I don't know. This happened in Pennsylvania. Cheerleader's mom allegedly sent deep fake photos, compromising videos of her daughter's rivals.
Mm. I'm watching a TV show about that. Well, it's not exactly about that. It's like this government group using deep fake camera technology or video technology to convict criminals. It's really creepy and weird. Ooh. How you can do stuff, yeah, like that. And this is like a, like, just what, why would you just because your daughter wants to win a spot?
Why would you? Didn't we in Texas, didn't the cheerleader mom kill?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
It's cheerleading. God. We kill over it. Deep fake photos.
At least you didn't murder them.
Well, she put out videos and pictures of the teens smoking, drinking, and posing nude.
Ooh. That's ruining someone's life.
Not today. It actually makes you a lot of money. Ask Kim Kardashian.
Well, if you monetize it. But let's just say you're just a cheerleader who wants to go to, I don't know, the local state school. And now you got these photos out. That can change someone's life. And she didn't even take the photos. They're not even real.
Yeah. No, they're not real.
Should she go to jail?
I think she's facing.
She should.
Yeah.
When you do something like that to someone, look, we're a show that doesn't judge, right, John?
No, never judge.
But for society.
Except that dude's wife.
Clearly. But in a society where, you know, even still, a teenage girl has nude photos out, that can change. You get harassed on social media. You get bullied. And she didn't even do something like that. And that mom, that adult did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 15.
Beat it.
In the clink.
Beat it.
Put her away.
Columbia University, Dell, hosting 6 separate graduation ceremonies. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to be
socially responsible, social, make sure COVID isn't a thing.
Social distancing, everybody else. But they're going to be based on income level, race, and ethnicities.
Ooh, that's a bad approach.
I don't know.
You're dividing people by their financial backgrounds, their race, and what else?
Ethnicity.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Are they explaining why they decided on this scenario? As opposed to just a random draw?
Website details. Graduation ceremonies for Native Asian, Latinx.
I think as well.
Black students really. Taking place for Columbia College, Columbia Engineering, General Studies. Another dubbed FLI graduation, first generation or low income community. The school also hosts a lavender graduation for LGBTIAQ+ community. I don't even know what all those letters are anymore.
Look, my initial reaction.
Like a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters. My initial reaction was, oof. If all the groups that you're dividing.
Those are the rich kids.
If all the groups that you're dividing have decided they want that, then who am I to be like, no? But if it was something they just pulled out of their ass, hey, let's get all the poors together for graduation.
Right.
I feel like that might be a problem.
Hey, wait a minute. How come I'm in this group?
Well, you're one of the poors. I don't know if you know.
No. What if I'm poor, African-American, and LGBTQIAR plus whatever?
I don't know if it's the Venn diagram. I think.
What if you're all of them?
So if you're.
Hey, I should be over there with the lavender group.
If you're in the lavender group, but you're poor, do they decide which one takes precedence?
Which one's better?
Or which one do they find more identifying? Poor or in the lavender group?
I don't know. I really like, putting people into groups based on
what they look like or their income.
How about hot? Okay.
Well, that would be your thing.
Hot.
And you would judge.
Not so hot. Here's the not so hot graduation.
I feel like they're making things very complicated. A random thing seems like it would have been better. Or
to
go
you.
Or go by names.
To you.
Or go by names.
Alphabetical order?
A through E goes
nope.
here.
Nope. Let's do it. Let's place people in categories.
Why am I here? Have you seen what you drive? What
but
your
I'm
mom
not
makes?
In the LBG. You look like it.
But and you're poor. So poor trumps lavender. Sorry.
I like it.
Of course you do.
Way to go, Columbia.
It'd be the perfect thing for you. You'd love going to East graduation just laughing.
I want to go to all of them now.
Just to laugh.
1056 ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.